With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It appears cherries aren't the only crop in oversupply. It's so bad, in fact, that the U.S. cranberry industry will be asking the USDA to require growers and processors to pull production back for the next couple of years. Kim Patton with the WSU Extension Office in Long Beach says it's a decision with impact here in Washington.
We are only 1% of the U.S. production, so we're a drop in the bucket in terms of supply, but it affects the price that we all get, and so the supply right now is 20 million barrels and the sale is only 10 million barrels per year. So we're basically double what we can sell.
Patton says the supply of cranberries is backing up.
We have 115% already for next year in storage and freezers, and we're ready for another bumper crop. So it's scary out there and the prices are dropping and there's no real end as far as a good demand for the crop that will meet what we can supply.
Patton says demand just hasn't kept up with supply.
It's gone up some, but it hasn't gone up as fast as the new plantings and the production. So in 2000, I think the average production was 150 barrels per acre, and now it's 230 barrels an acre. So we've become a lot more efficient and better in production, a lot of new varieties and production methods, and then just a lot of new acres.
Patton says the new growth is something growers across North America will have to compensate for. More on that tomorrow. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.